This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It's kicking off the third hour of this live edition of Free Talk Live. If you're listening to us between 7 and 10 Eastern Time, you can go ahead and give us a call. What was that, Daryl? It was between 0100 hours and 0300 hours Zulu time?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, pick up the phone. The number is 855-450-3733. Surely there is something that you, that is something in your soul that is so important that you must tell the world. Well, we are the outlet for you. You could post it on Facebook and dozens of people may see it. Or you could call here. Hundreds of thousands could. Check it out. NewYorkPost.com. Apparently, the Brooklyn Museum has sparked an outrage in the black community after tapping a white woman to curate its vast African art collection. On Monday, the museum appointed Kristen Windmuller Luna. She's 31, who has a PhD in African art history from Princeton University, lectures in Columbia University's Department of Art History and Archaeology, and once worked as an educator in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where she was responsible for adult and college gallery tours in the African galleries. So she sounds pretty qualified. She's got her degree from an Ivy League university and lectures at an Ivy League university and has, in fact, worked at the Met in African art history. Despite the stellar resume, her hiring left some wondering why a qualified person of color did not get the post. Seriously? At Brooklyn Museum? At Brooklyn, I guess this is a tweet.
Twitter thing, yes. Yeah.
There goes the neighborhood for good, opined Philadelphia journalist Ernest Owens on Twitter. People from the African diaspora are frustrated with white people being gatekeepers of our narrative, tweeted Kimberly Selvin. The museum defended its decision. Kristen is the perfect choice to build upon the Brooklyn Museum's track record as an innovator in the collection and exhibition of the arts of Africa, said Jenner Chi, the museum's chief curator, in a statement. The museum said it was committed to equity, but would not discuss the hiring process with the Post. Not sure why they would necessarily have to discuss their hiring process with the Post. Following days of criticism on social media, the museum tweeted Thursday, "We have been listening closely to the debate about our recent appointments to our curatorial team. We are listening and we hear you. We just don't care. As we think about ways to engage in this conversation with the care it deserves, we want to assure you that you can count on us, as ever, to continue working deeply on equity within our institution and beyond." African Americans make up just 4% of all curators, conservators, educators, and leadership, according to a Mellon Foundation demographic study in 2015. The same report said that people of color occupied 42% of intellectual leadership positions in the Brooklyn Museum. So now, people of color doesn't necessarily mean black people. I guess I just want to hear what you guys have to say on this. On one hand, if I go to a Chinese restaurant, I really like to have a Chinese waiter, right? Like it that makes the experience more real to me, I suppose.
More authentic.
Yeah, it's more authentic. So I get why people would want a black person doing African art, but beyond that, I want a black person with an African accent doing the African art.
I'm thinking here, and every time I've ever seen either a documentary or just some TV show on the History Channel about ancient Egypt, almost all of the Egyptologists are old, stuffy British guys.
Yeah, yeah. They've got all the... That's because they have all the stuff. they confiscated all the loot from the pyramids and took it back to London.
So I'm just trying to, you know, sort of think out here that, yeah, you know, you don't necessarily have to be from the place where the stuff is from to be the museum curator of the stuff.
I concur with you completely.
A lot of times people think that, you know, there needs to be some kind of connection between the museum curator and the stuff.
Yeah, I get it. I both sides of these. That's how I feel on this, is that, you know, I mean, what if I'm not passionate about the stuff where I'm from or where my ancestors are from? So
but also,
most of my ancestors are British and Irish. I could certainly, you know, look into British and Irish history, but I'm not that interested in it.
But at the same time, shouldn't the most qualified person be hired for the job without regard to ethnicity?
That would be a very fair and unbiased way to hire. And it's kind of interesting, right? So if somebody, if for whatever reason, the Brooklyn Museum here had, for instance, a black person who was doing, you know, European art, I don't think any of us would think really much about it at all. I wouldn't. Oh, well, there you go. It wouldn't make me think anything.
Right.
I wouldn't even consider it as an issue. It wouldn't even pop into my mind, oh, this person talking about European art is not European, of European descent. But at the same time, these there's certainly a conversation that goes on out there that is something of the effect that the white people came here, they took our stuff, and now they've got the positions talking about that stuff. And it's kind of interesting. On one hand, I think of Native Americans, for instance. I can't remember. They found some body from some, you know, hundreds or thousands of years ago or whatever, in some particular place. They wanted to study it, and whatever, some Native American group said, no, you may not study that body. We want to give it a proper spiritual burial. None of these people knew who this person was. They were dead for centuries or millennia or whatever. But they had some kind of say over the science that would be done surrounding. Now, for me, I don't know what scientific discovery could have been had surrounding this person.
But then there's also the question, and I don't know the specifics of this particular thing.
Right.
But maybe there's a property rights issue. So let's say you've got a bunch of acres of land, and somebody says, hey, Mark, I want to go dig some holes over in one of those back acres that you never even look at.
Yep.
And they start digging a hole, and they find something interesting.
Yep.
You technically own that. If they say, we want to put this in some museum somewhere, you could say, no.
I actually had a situation like this. I have a
They find Encino
bump.
Man, and you're like, no, that's my Encino Man.
I had a weird hill on my property, and a friend of mine is an archaeologist, wasted his time going to university for an archaeology degree, right? And I said, you can come excavate this lump. And he said, well, I might just do that over the summer. I'm looking for specifically corn seed. And apparently that's a big deal. If you can find corn seed, and in my particular area, this very well could have been corn seed. And so he's like, you're going to need a contract because if, you know, if we find something, we want something very clear about what, who gets to keep what and what happens. And so I spent a little bit of time thinking about it. Turns out he never came and excavated the lump. It's still there. If any of you have an archaeology degree and you don't want to, and you want to work for free, you're welcome to come and dig up my lump, the bump, the hill, the whatever it is.
Oh, this is the place you live at now.
Yeah, currently, okay. Right now.
You could, this is Florida.
Yeah,
Clemson.
I wouldn't let you anywhere near it. And maybe there's corn seed in there. I don't know what's in there, but he wanted to make sure that there was a contract beforehand to be clear on who owned what if it was dug up.
Right.
I think that the Brooklyn Museum, I certainly believe that there's already some kind of bias for a person of color to curate this section of the museum. I just believe, I know how people are, and I know people would appreciate that. But also there's value in having someone who is explicitly not of that race or that group whose art is being curated and displayed, because they're a third party. They're not biased necessarily one way or the other, so they can give an independent opinion of it. And that's got a particular value all its own.
Well, I don't know. You want an unbiased opinion on ours? This sucks. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I mostly feel that about modern art. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this situation with the Brooklyn Museum, where they've hired some well-qualified young lady to head their African art department. And apparently, some people don't like the choice because of the color of her skin. So,
the person that was hired has a PhD and a master's in art and archaeology from Princeton University, and a bachelor's in history of art from Yale University.
Yep, so I got Ivy League pedigree coming out from
Wazoo. And she's a lecturer at Columbia University, specializing in the early modern period and Christian Ethiopia.
This may very well be one of those instances where the Ivy League degree does make a difference.
Yes.
But it's unlikely that you'll ever be a curator at a high-level museum in the United States. So, anyway. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. You can help, too. Go to liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory for events and businesses and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it you can connect and share with others. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Hasn't stopped people from signing up for the Libertarian Party, so please go check them out. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use coupon code FTL. You get a special badge. It's liberty.menu. Go check out all the businesses there that are offering their services. If you've got some kind of business or organization, you should put it up. Liberty.menu. Going back to the story from the New York Post, apparently the Brooklyn Museum has sparked outrage within the black community after tapping a white woman to curate its vast, vast African art collection. And I don't have a solid opinion on this other than I want to live in a world where people's color doesn't matter. But I also acknowledge that things can feel more authentic with, based on somebody's ethnicity.
Right.
If, a fellow named John Smith is taking you through the Holocaust Museum, it doesn't seem quite as legit as a woman named, Winnie Rosenberg. And I can get where people are, like, in this particular area, I guess I can get the point, but this lady seems really qualified.
Right, and you mentioned earlier about when you go to a Chinese restaurant,
yeah.
You want someone that is at least Asian taking your order and bringing you the food, and preferably cooking, but you're not necessarily seeing who cooks. But when you go to an Italian restaurant, do you want somebody named Mario taking your order?
You better believe I do. I do.
Okay.
Now, I get that many of the Italian restaurants these days are often run by Greeks, and I got nothing bad to say about
Thank
you, Greek people of the world, for serving some of the most delicious food at restaurants across America.
I've never really thought about, the ethnicity of who's cooking my Italian food.
It has to do with waves of immigration into this country. The country sort of has a foundation of Englishness, part of the Anglo Empire. And basically, I would say we're a little obtuse on the difference between Mediterraneans out there. So, the Greek folks come in and buy the Italian restaurant and run it. Nobody really knows exactly why they've started adding, baklava to the menu. And maybe you can get some shots of ouzo if you want. Those kind of things. We just don't know why these things. We're just happy with the menu items as they continue on. But my wife's grandfather, immigrant from Italy, opened up an Italian restaurant in Chicago and married a Polish lady. If you're from Chicago, you understand Italians and Poles. Basically, that was the city for a long time. Hardest working city in America, Chicago. And, that was the right thing for the right time. By the way, you could own a gun in Chicago back then, and he certainly did. And, but I guess those times have changed. The children of those people who came over here and, built those businesses wanted to move on and do other things. And like I was saying in the first hour, I think in many cases our children have been given so many options that they don't know what to do with their lives,
right,
and end up, kind of sloshing about for a bit. If they just go ahead and do the careers that their fathers did, they'd probably get pretty great introductions into businesses and do quite well for themselves. But they don't want to.
But how many people, and this is a legitimate question, how many people now have careers where they could actually wind up teaching those things to their children? And how many people just have jobs where they're, some middle management paper pusher, and that's not really a career that they want to pass on to their children?
I don't know, but if I would have started off at the mold making, the glass plant at Tropicana, my dad could have definitely gotten me a union job back when I turned 18. There's no doubt about it. I just didn't have any interest in it at all. And I floundered until I was 30 years old or so. Let's go to the phones. Got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. I woke up this morning. I was laying in bed. After a few minutes, I flipped the radio on to the local station. First thing I hear is the radio guy talking to me directly by name. And the reason he was doing that is because he knows that I keep an eye on how judges behave. And if you Google panty judge, apparently out on Long Island, there's a judge, Italian spelling. I like the reporter's language. He was snatching panties from neighbor's dirty clothes hamper, in particular their 23-year-old daughter who happened to have previously interned for him.
Oh, that's disturbing.
But, yeah. No need to worry, though. This judge, it says here in the article that he has a good record. He has a good reputation. That's what it is. So
David.
Don't
worry. David, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You didn't say that he stole his daughter's panties, did you?
No, it was the neighbor's daughter's panties.
Okay, all right.
The neighbor's daughter's panties, and she was an intern of his.
You say that came from the dirty clothes hamper. The story that I read said they were soiled, and it made a point to say that they were soiled, which was, I wondered why they stuck that in there, and then I thought maybe he was the guy who soiled them.
I think soil just means they were not clean.
What? There's got to be more to it than that. Because
it means, the more to it, it means that he is a panty sniffer as opposed to a fetish panty wearer.
Or panty collector.
Well, if he wanted to just wear some attractive pair of panties, he could go get those at the store and doesn't need to swipe them off of people's lines.
Exactly. Yeah.
Target, Walmart, Dollar General.
You can't steal dirty ones at the store.
Yeah, that's disturbing. Thanks for the call, David.
You're not going to the right Walmart.
Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Well, it is April Fool's Day. And Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. I think we're...
It's also Rusev Day.
Yeah. That's a wrestling joke, right?
Yes.
No one
yes,
else it gets is. It.
No Except one. For the other wrestling fans
well,
that are listening.
Good for them.
Both of them
yeah.
laughed.
Both of them laughed. Bitcoin.com. It's a great website, great resource for finding out about cryptocurrencies, give you a good look at the cryptocurrency atmosphere. They've got great news resources for people who are just getting into cryptocurrency. So they've got wallets, ways to buy cryptocurrency with credit cards or a variety of different ways. I think that a lot of people wanted to know about that credit card stuff. If it looks like Bitcoin's on sale right now. Looks like a good time to buy. I don't know. I couldn't say for sure, but that's what it looks like to me. You can actually do cryptocurrency mining at Bitcoin.com, at pool.bitcoin.com. They have all kinds of resources. Pretty much everything that has to do with cryptocurrency, they've got it there. Bitcoin.com. I like them as a news source. But I wanted to tell you about the April Fool's story that caught me. First, I gotta say, I generally don't like April Fool's jokes because I don't like to give information that is incorrect to people.
The funniest one that I've ever seen is the old, I think it was the BBC that did it back in the 50s, the spaghetti farmers.
Whatever, they're funny. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, so like they've actually got video of spaghetti farmers pulling spaghetti off of the trees.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean there you kind of feel like anybody who believes that they're spaghetti trees, they deserve what they get. In my case, it's Easter. My son got an Easter basket. Now he's down in Florida with his mother and his grandmother, who I got to rename her title to his Muffy. So it's not as like his Meemaw or whatever. It's his Muffy. And Muffy. This is the first year that Muffy got to put together an Easter basket for Jack.
All right.
And it was prodigious. You know, she doesn't have the same thoughts surrounding sugar and chocolate and candy that Jack's mother has, and she doesn't have the same relationship with Jack's mother that I do. So she felt, no problem, big old basket, let's throw candy in here, right? So Jack gets, my mother always made a treasure hunt for me, so, you know, go to the thing you sit on and go poop and look for your next clue. And then so he goes, looks at the toilets and both of them. Oh, there you go. There's a next clue. And so he picks up the piece of paper, you know, go to the place where we dry the clothes, you know. And obviously they've gotten harder. I'm just coming up with things off the top of my head. They've gotten harder as he's gotten older. But when he was 4, we would read them to him. And they were very simple. And he would get frustrated if they weren't, you know, simple. If he didn't feel like he could find the candy in a relatively short period of time. Now he's, you know, his patients are better and that kind of thing. So she took him on a, you know, hunt around the house. Scavenger hunt around the house and finally ended up with a big Easter basket. And he calls me up. Easter basket. Oh, you wouldn't believe it, Daddy. All the candy I've got. I have some and I'm going crazy already.
I have so much candy.
That's what it's like. And I'm like, Jack, You're not supposed to have any of that candy until I get down there. You have to hold on to that until I get down there next month. I've got to have that candy before we go see Avengers. And he's, he's outraged. He doesn't even know how, you know, and in his world, rules are arbitrary and stupid anyway, right? Like the world
they generally are, and I'm 40 years old.
Well, imagine what they're like for a 10-year-old who doesn't even understand why rules are in place. So it's completely believable to him that I would make it so that he couldn't eat the candy until I got down there.
So you just figured out why I became an anarchist, because I kept asking why, and I never got good answers.
Yeah, so ultimately, well, in his case, it was just for probably 15 seconds or so, and I'm like, April Fool's, Jack! And he thought that was kind of funny, and he was excited and probably the most happy that he could just get his candy again. Nonetheless, I got caught by this article from county10.com. I literally said, you've got to be S'ing me. The title is First 90 Kangaroos Released in Wyoming. You've got to be S'ing me. I click on the link and it goes on the Wyoming Wild Game Department, the WWGD, what would God do? I don't know. Partnering with the Wyoming Migration Initiative, the WMI, have released the first of 5 planned batches of 90 antelopine kangaroos into the Wyoming outdoors. Now, I'm not from Australia. I don't know what kind of kangaroos there are in this world. Dubbed Project Sage Hopper by the WWGD team responsible for evaluating the viability of Wyoming's habitat.
The Wyoming Wild Game Department.
Yes. I looked that up.
They have it in the first sentence of the article.
But I checked. Because so I do double check articles as best I can. I try to find a fact that I can look for, and I checked kangaroos, Wyoming. There's last year there's some story about kangaroos. I didn't read the whole thing. I was reading this story, but it's like the internet is not bereft of stories that have to do with Wyoming and kangaroos. So this is good stuff. Antelopine means antelope-like. We are more interested to see how these kangaroos adapt to Wyoming's landscape, says WMI director Matt Kaufman. If they start migrating, we'll be tracking their movements, looking to see how they learn to exploit the sage steppe and the mountains where they hop over these sorts of things. So, you know, they got some pictures.
Well, they do hop over things.
Yeah, and they've got some, they got a little gif here of some fighting kangaroos, and I'm like, because that's the next thing I'm thinking. These things
Switch
are going
to leg.
Kick the ass out of somebody.
I'm watching the kangaroo fight right now, and I love the way they do the drop kicks right to the kneecap.
Yeah, they are.
It reminds me of Japanese strong style wrestling.
Yeah, right there. Boom, right in the crotch. Oh, yeah? Here, wham, right back at you. And they claw each other's face and this kind of thing. Even as they hope for successful establishment of Wyoming's newest large mammal, researchers aren't giving up on the native big game that so many Wyomingites cherish. Research is needed now more than ever to identify and map the critical habitats that migratory big game require. I'm like, oh, these are for hunting? What? Are Americans going to eat kangaroo? They had me all the way through this article. With a successful introduction of kangaroos into Wyoming's ecosystem, WMI will review other opportunities for the state to be home to other marsupial species. I'm like, what?
Possums.
Well, we've got possums in North America.
They are marsupials.
They are marsupials, but how about koala bears? How about wallabies? I don't even know what else.
Wombats.
Is a Tasmanian devil a marsupial? I'm not even sure. And
they hate water.
Yeah, so I'm reading this thing. WMI will, you know, a short list for the future proposed introductions include koala, wallaby, and the endangered Tasmanian devil, right? So, yes, Tasmanian devil is. I then at that point, just after I, obviously before I saw that line, my eyes skipped down to April Fools, right at the bottom of the article. And I'm like, man, well, I think this is a good joke. I don't like very many April Fool's jokes. This one certainly got me, but it's not that hard to get people. I don't like articles where they don't have a dead giveaway. I had to read all the way to the bottom to get there. What do you guys think? Should, I mean, is this...
I like a good April Fool's joke, and yeah. I love some good satire. I just think that there are way too many stupid people that don't realize that things are satire.
I didn't. All the way through this article. I'm like, these people are insane releasing.
But you figured it out.
No, 100 years ago.
You figured it out when it said April Fool's.
They were releasing camels in the deserts of Arizona.
Right.
Free Talk Live.
Hi, Jolly.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the final segment here in this live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Last segment, we talked about a silly April Fool story that caught me. It was Wyoming, I guess, 90, the first of five batches of 90 kangaroos released into the wild in Wyoming. I'm like, you've got to be messing me. I just
but it does sound like something that some government agency would
it's
do,
been
right?
Done before, yeah.
Because what was the thing in Australia that was brought in that was not native to Australia that became a menace?
Dingo?
And then they said, no, that's not the one that I'm thinking of. But, you know, it wound up because it wasn't native.
The
it
emu?
Became invasive.
Okay.
No, not no. Emus.
Emus are indigenous, I think. Yeah.
But then to solve the problem of like some frog or something, they brought in.
Oh, you know what? I think it was actually rabbits. Rabbits in Australia.
Yeah, and then they brought in something to hunt the rabbits, and then that thing wound up becoming invasive, and then
just keeps happening.
Yeah.
It's why Johnny Depp was, why they were so serious about him bringing his dog in. Because they've seen bad things happen before.
Yeah, yeah. Many islands are the same way. I was down in St. Kitts in February, and they're known for their monkeys there. But the monkeys are non-indigenous. They're invasive. And they were brought from West Africa, and they just went wild and ate all the parrot eggs. So no parrots on the island, but monkeys.
Okay.
So, you know. Take what you can get, when it, I guess, in these circumstances.
I see it as sort of, I'm not a wildlife expert or I have no college training in ecology, but I see it as like a global Darwinism. You know, let the species come in and may the best one win.
I am of the opinion that we would want to preserve as many species as possible because you never know what has this cure to cancer or whatever. And, you know, these and species ecosystems are symbiotic. And you never know if you get rid of this, you know, mosquito, which, by the way, I'm willing to sacrifice all mosquitoes. As far as I'm concerned, let's just get rid of them all. But
well, you can thank the United States federal government for mosquitoes still existing, because DDT was a very good thing, pesticide, but because somebody convinced somebody that it softened eagle eggs, the United States government banned it, not only in the United States, but in all countries that we do trade with, which means that all of the African countries that have bad mosquito problems with malaria, they also can't use DDT.
Yeah, I've heard. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. April Fool's, Sarah.
Oh, yes. You know, our new mayor is going to
hold on.
Is
it my mayor?
I don't know your mayor, but did you know, Sarah, that for the first time in 93 years, jackalopes have returned to their natural habitat in Yellowstone Park?
You know what? I'm concerned about our homeless population here in Albuquerque.
But what about the jackalopes finally returning to their native habitat in Yellowstone Park?
Well, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the homeless women here. Our mayor is going to dump millions of dollars
women?
Into the homeless program. I'm more concerned about people, homeless women, because I want them to have their own shelters, because the pimps, they round up the homeless women. You know, I was a victim of pimps. They were going to pimp me off. That's why I bring it up. I'm 50 years old now. But when I was homeless when I was 18, they were scouting me. They were aggressively trying to pimp me out. And that's why So, and they feel like they're entitled. You know, my emphasis is to have women-only shelters where the johns come and exploit them, the pimps want to sell them, the men come out of the jail, they had no sex, they want to exploit the women.
Aren't most of the most successful shelters run by private organizations like the Salvation Army?
I have no idea. But the thing is that our city, he's willing to dump millions of dollars. But the thing is here is that they throw the men with the women. They just throw them all together, and the women have to fend for themselves, and that's the number one place that the pimps go look out for hookers.
Surely there'll be some kind of separation between the sleeping quarters of the men and the sleeping quarters of the women.
As there generally are.
I mean, they may be eating food together, but...
Right. There are common areas.
Right, but that's enough for common area for them to intimidate the women and to follow the women.
So do you think that apartment buildings should be segregated, men-only apartment buildings, women-only apartment buildings?
They want them hanging out in the hallways and picking up the ladies.
No, it's a complete... You know what? Being homeless is almost like being in jail. It's like a very, very exploitative kind of environment. You know, you've been in jail, right? You told me you murdered a guy.
Okay, I didn't murder anybody.
Do you think this is it like renting an apartment in there? No, they will kill you if you don't fight back, right?
Well, you can lock the door. You know, the circumstances I had, you could lock the door. Sometimes you had to come out, but, you know, just sort of dependent on the situation. I can assure you that there were certainly some hair-raising situations, but that wasn't... I suspect that women aren't kept in the same sort of conditions that, you know, I was in the 1980s in jail.
No, but that's a street mentality here in New Mexico. You guys live in a very civilized state. I was told that you guys have... New Hampshire has very civilized law where they protect homeless women. Over here, this is like a sex trafficking state.
I'm just thinking about the homeless shelters here in New Hampshire isn't as nice as the one I saw in Sarasota, Florida, that I actually went and took the tour of while I was working for the radio station. They had separate quarters for women, and they actually had family quarters, too. So if a family, if families were homeless, then they had areas for them. I presume the family quarters had their own little kitchenettes or whatever in them. I mean, you don't want to make these things too nice because they're transient housing, but...
I mentioned that they had 4,800 reports of human trafficking reports. This is still the wild, wild west, and there's no laws to really get after the pimps here.
Actually, Sarah, there are laws to go after people that are human trafficking. And one thing that's been happening over the last probably 5 to 10 years is that law enforcement now considers every woman who is a prostitute to be a victim of sex trafficking, even if she says that she's not working with anyone and she's doing it of her own volition.
Yeah.
So the numbers of there have been X number of reports, I am very skeptical about that number because they're overinflating the numbers so that they can try to say that the problem is worse than what the problem actually is. The solution isn't more laws. The solution is to actually wind up
enforcing the ones that exist.
Well, and removing the criminal penalties so that you move this from the black market that is inherently more violent, and then you allow the trade to happen in a more safe environment.
I'd be curious as to what human trafficking numbers are like in Germany, where prostitution is legal.
Well, you know, like I said, it's my solution here is to not legalize prostitution.
That's
spreading AIDS and herpes, and I don't condone that.
Actually, Sarah, if you look in Nevada, where they do have regulated prostitution, the amount of disease is actually lower than in states that don't. And then I've got a question for you, just a very simple question. Is there a moral and ethical difference between prostitution and two people having a one-night stand after meeting at a bar?
But there's money involved. You know what I mean? Prostitutes,
we know how it works.
No, I know how prostitution works, but my question is, because you're saying that prostitutes spread disease, can't people that hook up in a bar also be spreading disease?
Yeah, it's about the same. I don't know.
Okay, so great. You said that there's no moral and ethical difference. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's kind of how I see
it. But you know what? I still want women-only shelters to keep the pimps away from the women here in Albuquerque.
There are lots of women-only shelters. Usually they have to do with people with domestic violence issues. As a matter of fact, there are, I think the answer is one, in the country, domestic violence place that'll take men. So you've got your women-only shelters, Sarah. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. I'm relatively certain if
we don't have time for any more calls tonight.
Suffering. Yeah, I don't know. I just use that as a space filler. It's terribly sorry. Write it down. Put it in your phone. You'll be ready for next show tomorrow at 0100 Hours Zulu here on Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
Johnny Wright.
And Daryl. And that's 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern for the people that don't feel like doing calculations based on UTC.
Those people really need to step up their game. That's what they need to do. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We've got the Discord. They're talking right now. The show goes on in the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.